This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. This is Eric Nam, your host. Welcome to a very special edition of this show. It is a midweek episode, and we've never done one of these before, but I felt like, you know what? Everybody is at home. Everybody's probably a little bored. And so why not make an extra episode? And if you guys like it, maybe we'll do a couple more as the weeks go on. I think wherever you are, you're probably socially distanced and you're in isolation of sorts. And maybe lonely, maybe in a place by yourself. Hopefully you're with family. But if you're not, you got me. You got my voice here to keep you company for just a little bit. This is the third week of March, I believe, right? I think we're into third or fourth week of March. And this week we had Kevin Wu fill in for the normal episode of K-pop Taebak. Thank you so much, Kevin, for filling in. And what else is going on this week? We have, we're close to the final episodes of Whiting, the Facebook Watch show. And this week we played a pop quiz game. And it's pretty funny. So if you haven't done so, you need some more content, head over to Facebook and check it out. But yeah, how are you guys doing? I'm doing okay. I am in isolation. I am in Los Angeles. I am in an Airbnb. And it's been a transition, right? I think for a lot of us all around the world, this has been a very transitional, very a difficult and stressful time, because we've never had to live like this. We've never had to live in a way where we don't go to work and we don't get to leave the house much and we can't go to the grocery store without feeling paranoid, and we don't get to go to the movie theaters or go to the, you know, wherever, whatever we were doing normally, we haven't been able to do it. And it sucks, because not only are we not able to do that, but there are people who are sick and they're in the hospital and just not the best of times. But, you know, just in case you guys forget, we got to just say, we got to recognize that we're going to get through it. We're going to get through this all together. And I know it can sound redundant and it can sound repetitive and really annoying. Be like, yo, we get that, you know, we feel it. But as somebody, me speaking personally, who is constantly listening to the news, reading articles, listening to all sorts of podcasts, and pretty much it feels like, in some ways, the end of the world, I just keep having to tell myself that we're going to be okay. And I keep searching out positive news, good news, news that makes me feel good, such as, you know, a lot of American companies and factories, right? And even in all across the world, quite honestly, and I only say American because I'm currently in America. And so that's the basis of my news. That's what I'm reading. They are starting to make masks for medical professionals out of factories that are originally for clothing or manufacturing. We're making hand sanitizer at, you know, alcohol companies, you know, and we are getting inventive and creative. We are 3D printing valves. We are donating to organizations that are serving the underprivileged, those who need the help the most. We are coming together as people, right? And I think that side of it is absolutely beautiful. You know, it's a pity, it's sad that it took us this global emergency, this global crisis and pandemic for us to kind of come together. But if there's silver lining, if there's something that is positive, something that is encouraging, it is the fact that it's a time for us to really realize and recognize that we are all human. None of us are invincible to this virus. We all rely on one another, not only in terms of the economy, but socially, the value of friends and family, the value of being able to see people and hang out with people when you want, the freedom to go where you want, when you want. These are things that we take for granted on a daily, regular basis. So if anything, I think for me, it's given me a time to really reflect on what is valuable to me, the people who are so important to me. And it's allowed me to kind of reconnect with people from the past and people that I hadn't had a chance to really catch up with because all of a sudden everybody's at home and everybody's kind of, everybody's not, it's not free time, but it's a little easier to jump on a call or do a FaceTime or a video chat and connect with people. Now it's been great in that sense. I am, in order to keep myself busy, I've been shooting some content. I'm making cooking videos. I've been cooking a lot. I made curry. I made rice. I made fried rice. I made kimchi jjigae, tteokbokki, doenjang jjigae, all sorts of food. I'm going crazy. I'm going bonkers in the kitchen. And I've been trying to shoot some of the content. So once we get it edited, we should put it up and it'll be on my YouTube, youtube.com/ericnam. And then, of course, as always, we have content on the youtube.com/divestudios account. You know, hopefully it'll allay and ease your boredom, because I know a lot of people are bored. I've realized that on my socials, people are engaging in such high numbers because I think a lot of you are a little bored. Me too. But, you know, we'll get through this together. What else is there? There's some other good news. I've been reading articles about grandmothers, you know, women who are in their 90s, past 90s, who are recovering from COVID-19. Isn't that great? There is optimism. It's kind of weird. It's kind of scary. Like, I feel like I'm on Facebook or I'm on a news platform and New York Times or whatever. And, you know, naturally, I think we're instinctually drawn to news that can be morbid or grotesque or shocking and jarring, just like in movies and TV shows. Oftentimes we want shock or risk factor. I don't know. It's that chemical science-y imbalance, not imbalance, it's that science-y part of our brain that's probably like a primal desire for stuff. I don't know. Something weird about us that draws us to it, at least for me. And so I keep having to go and be like, let's look for good news. But it's good to know that people are recovering. It's good to know that people are coming together. I was on YouTube Live a few days ago. I actually set up a live stream from my Twitch and my Facebook account and YouTube. And I was able to broadcast to 3 channels at one time. And it was interesting because I was kind of flipping between different channels to monitor your comments and react to them. And we were able to, you know, I promised that I would donate money and you guys donated some, and it was completely unsolicited, but people started donating. And so I have donated to some nonprofits, and I know that this can be a very scary time for people financially as well. But if you have the financial means, right, just, you know, I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just saying, just think about it. I would never be like, you should go do this. That's never the intention. But if you can, you know, it's just a thing to keep in mind, because it's tough for everybody. I think everybody's kind of struggling, right? And people are losing jobs and all that stuff. But we're going to go back to the good side. Here's the good side. As this world changes and as our realities change, you know, companies are hiring for newer positions, right? So a lot of people are hiring for delivery men and women, and people are hiring for shoppers to do grocery shopping. And I think every time there's like a big global change or shift in culture or what should we say, living patterns, there's always going to be innovation with it too, right? So people are finding new ways to do business, new ways to connect with each other. I've had a great time just watching some of my favorite singers go live and do duets and sing and talk, and it's been an exciting time. I'm working on a couple things with my friends, so when we're ready, we'll have it ready for you guys to see, and hopefully you guys will enjoy that as well. But yeah, that's kind of like the purpose of this entire podcast. I'm literally here in my bed, just sitting on my bed, looking at a painting of I don't know what it is. I have no clue what it is. Maybe buildings? I don't know. I'm very lost. But I just kept getting the feeling that I was reading reviews and I was reading comments on the podcast, and there were some that were just like, thank you for having a podcast, because you speaking or your voice really got us through, or got me through just like boredom or me going through like a very difficult time or whatever. And so for those people who have written that, I just kept thinking like, hey, it's not much for me to do. It's not much that I can contribute, not much that I can do to allay your fears or stresses or whatever's going on in your life. But for those people who do find these podcasts and my speaking voice to be somewhat calming or uplifting, here it is. This is for you guys. So nothing serious here, nothing too crazy, no mad opinions, no song reviews. It's just me talking into a mic, looking into a painting, and talking to you guys. So that's pretty much all I wanted to do. What else? I've been watching some TV. I've started watching this show on Apple TV called The Morning Show, which is a great show. I just started watching a few episodes of Itaewon Class, and I have a huge list of things that I'm going to try to get through, and I will share my thoughts on those here on this podcast or another podcast or with brothers or I don't know. We'll figure that out. And yeah, that's about it. I just wanted to say, you guys, hang in there. We're going to get through this together. Stay positive. And people are thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. We're all in this together. We're going to get through it. So you guys, please stay at home. Do not go out. Do not go hang out with friends. Stay socially distanced, right? It's a new term, but literally it means don't go out. Stay at home. Listen to this podcast. Listen to other podcasts. Watch TV. Watch YouTube. Read. Knit. I don't know. Cook. Do that thing that you've always wanted to do, but you never really had the time to do. Or at least that's what you said as an excuse. Now you don't have an excuse. Just do it. And yeah, that's it, guys. Have a great day, night, afternoon, whatever you're doing, wherever you are. Stay tuned to K-Pop Taebak. We got some more feel-good stuff coming your way. We're going to try out some new formats as well on the show. So I'm going to try to rejig everything on the show. Maybe go back to the way it was, but yeah, let us know what you think. Anyways, you guys, have a great day. Stay safe. Wash your hands for 30 seconds to "You're Sexy, I'm Sexy." Right? Just do the entire song. And I'll see you guys soon. Have a good one. Bye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Taebak with Eric Nam.